Everybody, and welcome to the morning service. Let's start with a prayer. Thank you, God, for this new day. Thank you that we can come to your house, that we can hear your word, that we can learn from you. And I pray that you would open our hearts today, that we hear from you, that we be guided through this day by your word, in the name of Jesus. Amen. You can open your Bibles in Psalm 62, and it's the first verse. It says, I wait quietly before God, for my victory comes from Him. Or in another translation, it says, I only trust in God, for He is my hope. And I want to talk about who is your hope, or what are you putting your hope in? Do you put your hope in God, in His word, in His promises? Or is it sometimes that we put our hope in the things that we can see, in the visible things, in the earthly things? Often it is like that, sadly, because the visible things, the earthly things, it's often easier. It's often they offer a quick solution. Like you Google something and Google knows everything, so you know what to do. But as Christians, we know that God is our only hope, as we read, and that He has the solution, the ways that are higher than our ways, and that's the things we need. In Psalm 20, verse 7, it says, some nations boast of their chariots and horses, but we boast in the name of the Lord our God. So for the world or for the nations, it's normal to, like it says, to boast of their chariots and horses. It's normal to lean on the visible things because they seem very strong. But we, it says, we boast in the name of the Lord our God. We hope for God. We put our trust in God because He is our Lord. And another psalm in Psalm 121, verses 1 and 2, it says, I look up to the mountains. Does my help come from there? My help comes from the Lord who made heaven and earth. Maybe you feel like looking to the mountains. Often we have some mountains in front of us, like any problems or situations that are not easy. And we look to that and maybe you wonder, where does your help come from? Does it come from the visible things, from any signs and human logic? Or does your help come from God? It says, my help comes from the Lord who made heaven and earth. The Lord who made heaven and earth, He made you, and He made your, like He made your life. He knows your life, and He knows the path you should go. And so your help should come from God. If you think about your profession, where does your help come from? Is it your abilities? Is it your talent? Is it the things you are good in that makes you good in your profession? That's good things, and I think God gave you talents, but God is the one who enables you. The talents you have, you have it from the Lord, and He is the one who promotes, independent of human laws, independent of the things of this world. He is the one who enables you. So put your trust in Him. He will promote you. He will enable you for the things you have to do in your workplace. Talking about health, where does your help come from? What are you putting your hope in your health? Is it the medicine? Is it some sports you do? The good doctors you have, or how you eat? No, that's a good things, but you have to put your trust, you have to put your hope in God, because He is the one who made your body. He knows best what you need, and He is your healer, as the Bible says. Finances. Do you put your hope in the stock price, in maybe cryptocurrency? Everyone says you can read it, that will be good. You have to put your money on that, and then it will be more. But as you can see, it's not sure. The world can say a lot of things, and professional people know a lot, but at the end, maybe your money is lost. Mm-hmm. So you have to put your hope in God, because He is your provider. The Bible says He is your provider. He gives you what you need, and you should be a good Verwalter?
Administrator
of your money or of the things you have. If you have kids, what are you putting your hope in concerning the future of your kids? Is it the good schools, the good grades they get, the good education? Maybe it's a good thing, but what is the important thing in the life of your kids is that you teach them the ways of God. Because the future of your kids is not determined by the school, but by the education they get, but the blessing of the Lord. That's the thing that's important, and you need the blessing of God. And you should put your hope, your trust in God, who protects them, who teaches them, who blesses them. And another example, are you putting your hope in the weather forecast? Maybe. And often it can be right, but I think you also experienced that the weather forecast said it will be sun, but then it rained. So even the weather is in God's hand. We have so many earthly things we could put our hope in. We could. But at the end, maybe you get it disappointed. But if you put your hope in the Word, in God Himself, you will not be disappointed. In Hebrews chapter 10, verse 23, it says, "Let us hold tightly without wavering to the hope we affirm, for God can be trusted to keep His promise." God is faithful. He will keep His promise. And if He gave you a promise that's maybe not yet fulfilled, then keep putting your hope on Him, because He is faithful. What He promises, He will fulfill. And that's why it's so important to know the Word. You have to know the Word. You have to know what are you putting your hope in. You have to know what is yours. Like the Testament you have, if you don't know the Word, you don't know what you can put your hope in. And to say it doesn't mean that we don't need medicine. It doesn't mean that we don't need good education or any things that I said before. But the important thing is, where does your help come from? What are you putting your hope in? And then maybe it's medicine. Maybe it's to go to a doctor. Maybe it's to put your kid to a good school. That's all good, but you have to start with asking the Lord. And unfortunately, it's often like we go our own ways, and then it didn't work out as we thought, and then we come back to the Lord and ask Him, and we have to to repair the broken things. So it's better, and I want to encourage you, ask first God. Maybe He is going to show you, like the doctor or the school to where you should put your child in. But ask for the word, for the ways of the Lord first. That's where we are getting our help from. He is the one we should put our trust in. And the last verse in Ephesians 3, verse 20, it says, "Now all glory to God, who is able, through His mighty power at work within us, to accomplish infinitely more than we might ask or think." He can do more than we can hope. We put our hope in God, and God is so good, He can even do more, infinitely more than we might think or ask. That's so good. And I just want to encourage you this morning to put your hope in Him alone, in Him first, because he is faithful. We have a lot of things we could put our hopes in, but I think every one of us got disappointed at times, and so I want to encourage you, ask God first, and then let him show you the way, let him show you what's important in your life, and he will keep his promises because he is faithful. Amen. Thank you, God, that you are faithful. Thank you that we have your word, and I thank you, God, that we can read in your word, and I pray that you would open our eyes, our ears today when we read your word, that we can understand it with our hearts, that we, with any problem, with any situation in our life, we want to go to you, we want to ask you first, and we are declaring, we put our hope in you. You are our only hope. And I thank you that you guide us. I thank you that you have solutions for us. And I thank you that you can do infinitely more than we could think or ask. So we ask for things, but you can do more. And I thank you that you're good, that you love us, that you show us where to go, how to live, how to take decisions. Yeah, this day we bless this day. We thank you for your blessing in the name of Jesus. Amen.